and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Martina S. Flowers found her natural gifting to encourage, inspire, and help others, help them discover their purpose and passion. She attended life-forming leadership coaching after meeting its founder, Dr. Joseph Humidi, a professor at Regent University. She obtained her life coaching certificate and started a small coaching company called Dream Coach in 2007. She's since helped and received countless testimonies from people she's coached in various areas, from renewing marriages, weight loss, finance, and assisting people with discovering their purpose and passion. You'll hear that gifting and feel and experience that gifting today as she shares. And we pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is simply this: to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ through stories, testimonies, powerful stories like Martina's, who will explain how Jesus has made a difference in her life, because he can make a difference in your life too, my friend. He who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins, shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ, dear one, calls you to himself today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, he'll encourage you and he'll draw you to himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Well, that is our hope. That is our prayer. Martina Flowers joined the Navy after high school. While serving there, she earned her bachelor's degree from St. Leo University and her master's degree from Norfolk State University. Today, she's a licensed real estate agent working for one of the largest property companies on Oahu, and she attends New Hope Oahu, led by founding pastor Wayne Cordero. Martina, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. And may I just say that it is truly an honor and a pleasure to be here with you this morning as your guest. I'm excited to allow the Holy Spirit to flow through me. And my hope and my prayer is that anything that the Spirit reveals through me, that it will impact, it will impart, and it will change the hearts and the lives of the people who may be under the sound of our voices. So that's my heart today.
Well, I resonate with you. Your heart is in the right place, and I believe God is going to use you in a very powerful, sensitive, and perfectly timed way. Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up, Martina?
I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. My mother and father are still there today. Total of four other siblings and myself, two older brothers, a sister, and a younger brother. So I'm right there in the middle.
When I think about Detroit, I think about cars, a car capital of America, arguably the car capital of the world. What was it like for you growing up in Detroit, Michigan? Of course, the Lions, Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah, the Pistons, and then you have the Tigers, and you can't forget about the Red Wings. The Red Wings is the pro team that Americans know and love, and they have the best winning streak out of all the pro teams. But coming from a state that is so rich in culture, like you said, Henry Ford, you know, motor vehicles, they have all three there. So that was always a big part of history. And let's not forget Motown. Hitsville City, you know, that was also a big part of the history that we now live. So growing up, just so inundated with so much history and so much culture from a world stage, right? So we know the big three help contribute to so much of the world's economy, of America at any rate, and being inundated with that culture, with that industry. My parents, not just my parents, but family members, all of them seemed like they worked at one of the motor vehicle companies at some point. So that was always a heart and passion, and also music. I grew up with a love for music at such a young age. When I was in middle school, I had a love for piano and also the clarinet. So my mom started me off with playing a piano and having piano lessons at a very young age. And then from middle school to high school, I continued playing piano, but I also picked up the clarinet. So I was in a symphony orchestra. I was in a marching band, the jazz band, and I loved it. But I had a full life, you know, didn't get into a whole lot of trouble as a kid, but I just had a very eventful life because it was between the music that I loved and playing the music that I love and being on different teams. Like one of the teams I was on was basketball in middle school. That didn't continue for high school. But also ROTC was a big part of my life.
Well, you mentioned ROTC. You've served in the Navy. We'll get into that in a moment. Who would you say, Martina, influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say the person who influenced me most was my great aunt. My great aunt, which I mentioned, she was one of the ones that also worked at one of the big three corporations. Just seeing her as a strong woman, being a provider for her family. Her and her husband divorced earlier on, and she just raised us. She was always there for me, but she was just always such a strong matron, you know, of the family, strong woman of faith, strong woman of God. And from a very young age, she saw that I had something different, which was for a passion for God, and she really helped cultivate that. So even still today, I really appreciate that about her.
You mentioned the big three. Who are the big three?
So the big three are your big three corporation is going to be GM, right? So so we know that they're doing alive and well today. They're doing very well. So it's going to be GM, it's going to be Chrysler, and it's going to be Ford.
You talk about your family, your great aunt. Working, it seems like everyone worked there. You mentioned Motown. Who was your favorite Motown group?
The Jackson 5.
Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5.
And what was your favorite song that the Jackson 5 played or performed?
So I was way too young to remember this, but of course, growing up in that city, it's like it didn't matter if the songs came out 20 years or 30 years after you were born. They were still alive, even still to this day. Mm-hmm. But when Michael Jackson, he sung that song, I think it's called the name of the song, Who's Loving You? When he sung that song, and I later found out, I think when he passed away, Stevie Wonder, the other one, Smokey Robinson, sorry, he actually wrote that song, and I didn't know that, and he said, who is this kid singing this song better than me, and this is my song, so I don't know, when he sung that song, I was like, and then of course, I Want You Back, and you know, Ben, and all those songs, Ben. But yeah, definitely, I'm definitely still, even today, a Michael Jackson fan.
How did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian when I was around 7 years old. My childhood best friend, I met her when I was 5 years old. Her brother was a pastor. She lived about 10 houses down from me, and her brother was a pastor. And so every awaking moment that I could, that I wasn't at school or having to do chores, I was over her house. And so we did everything together. And so one of the things that we did quite naturally was go to church together. And so it was there and visiting her church. Her brother was a youth pastor. And it was there at church that I gave my heart to God.
7 years old.
7 years
old. What do you remember that went on in your heart at that time?
What I remember that went on in my heart is that he was communicating about a God that was so loving that he gave something for me that I was desperate, for. I knew that it was something that I felt in that church that I didn't have in my life. And it was just such a feeling of acceptance. It was such a feeling of longing and such a feeling and a sense of peace. And it was just something about that place and something about that moment that I knew as a 7-year-old little girl that I wanted to be a part of. And I never wanted to lose, because it wasn't something that I ever felt in my home. It wasn't something that I ever felt in anyone else's home, for that matter. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted God to be a part of my life from what I was feeling at that moment. And so that's what I remember.
Martina Flowers, she felt something in her heart at the age of 7, something that she wanted to be a part of. She felt and heard of and felt the love of God. Well, today, years later, 10 years after that, thereabouts, maybe a little bit more, she joins the Navy right after high school. And the Lord God, whom she met at the age of 7, continued to work in her life, as he continues to do to this day. Such can be said for anyone who opens their heart to Christ, and it is our hope that you would do so, dear one, even as you listen, if you haven't done so yet. When we come back, you'll hear more from Martina Flowers. Stay with us. Okay, stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
After finishing her military career, Martina Flowers felt the Lord leading her to transition to Jacksonville, Florida. But that's not all. She's been all over the country. She's traveled. She joined the Navy. When she did that, the Lord had some things in store for her by taking that step of faith. But things led up to that, as God has a way of working in our lives such that our lives have a certain level of fluidity. If you're to look back at it, you can see a tapestry, a thread being woven through your life, her life, our lives. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Almashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. Hey, look, if you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, you want to hear the program in its entirety, you can do so. You can get it for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you want to find out more about Martina Flowers and get connected with her, experience some of her life coaching, facebook.com/Martina Flowers. Martina, you joined the Navy. You mentioned ROTC in high school. Was there a connection? Why did you join the Navy? Did I say Army or Navy?
You said Navy. Okay. It was Navy. We always want Navy to beat Army.
So. Okay. And Navy has been beating Army.
Navy has.
Under Coach Ken Niumatalolo.
Navy has. So. It's about time, because we've had a pretty bad track record. But I think, I don't know if it was the Top Gun movie or what it was that made me want to join. But no, in all seriousness, I've always had a desire to serve in the military. I don't know if it was just a sense of honor, it was a sense of duty, but that was something that I felt at a very young age, which is why I joined ROTC in high school, and I was in Army ROTC, and I think that was probably one of the larger reasons why I decided not to go into the Army after college, after high school, and I decided to go into the Navy. I hated that uniform. But I think because of the discipline, because of the commitment, because of the courage, right? The meaning of fighting and standing for something is what really attracted me to the military. I had goals in going to the military. Some of those goals was to get out of Michigan, which was the number one goal. But other than that, I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to grow up a little bit, get some discipline, be able to save some money, and be able to go to school and use somebody else's money to do that. And so the military literally provided me all of those things.
What did you study when you pursued your bachelor's degree at St. Leo University?
Business. I studied business at St. Leo, but because it's a Catholic school, a lot of the classes were also religious studies. So I took New Testaments, writings of St. Paul, Old Testament. So also had a lot of religious classes as well.
So you went on, even after that, you pursued your master's degree. Mm-hmm. You got it from Norfolk State. Mm-hmm. What was your area of focus then?
My area of focus was counseling, so I got my master's degree in counseling.
When did you discover that you had a gift in seeing certain capacity, certain potential in others, and also bringing that out?
It wasn't until I began to listen to the heart of other people, honestly, because it was something that I was missing. When friends and people I didn't know, when they would come to me and they would ask my advice on something, and we would sit down and we would talk and we would have a very authentic conversation, a very transparent conversation about whatever the matter was. It wasn't until several people coming to me and saying to me, you know, Martina, you really have a gift. God is really using you in this area. And I noticed that those conversations were transforming to the lives of the people in which I was talking to. I remember also praying and asking God, what is my gifting? What is my purpose? There was a book called Purpose Driven Life that had come out during that time that I was in my search. And the premise of that book is that everybody has a purpose. And so I began to pray and search and ask God, what is my purpose? And it was then that I discovered that it's not a secret. God, we not only do we have a purpose, but God wants us to discover what that purpose is, and He wants us to live a life of purpose on purpose.
So you're in Norfolk, you're in Virginia. You finish your degree at Norfolk State University. And as you're praying, as you're discovering the gift that God has given you, he brings you in connection with someone from Regent University. Explain to us who that is that you met and what happened.
So one of my friends, specifically, he served in the youth ministry with me, and he was a young man that I had sat down and I talked to about a couple of things that was going on in his life. He was like, hey, Martina, let's meet for coffee or whatever. My church had a bookstore. So we sat down and we met, and we had a very transparent conversation. And at the end of that conversation, he said to me, Martina, you know, you when I sit and I talk to you, you sound a lot like my professor. And he was like, have you ever met him? And by this time, he had been a third or the fourth person that I had sat down and I had spoken with and brought this professor up. And I'm like, you know, maybe there's something to that. And so I kept that in the back of my mind. The owner of the company that I used to work for, he and I were having a conversation, and I mentioned this professor's name, and I asked him if he knew him. He said, as a matter of fact, that I do. He's my he's my grandchildren's godfather. Mm. And I was like, what? And he was like, and he'll be at my house tonight, because we were having a party for him, my old boss. And so I met him that night at my old boss house, and I just kind of talked to him. And in that brief conversation, you know, he also shared some things with me that so many others had shared. And he felt like I would be a great person to dive a little bit deeper and discover a little bit more about his teachings as a to become a life coach. And it was from there I got a chance to really, God got an opportunity to really unveil and reveal a more defining purpose for my life.
Mm-hmm. And this professor's name?
It's Dr. Joseph Humidi.
Humidi. Well, we mentioned him. What's interesting to me is how, as you prayed, as you were in the process of discovering what God had placed in you, the Lord made this connection mm-hmm. for you. It's certainly not something, oh, that was a great thing, lucky thing to happen, or it just happened by chance. As Christians, we see it as the hand of God working, confirming, affirming us in our way mm-hmm. to fulfill our purpose in life. How has the Lord helped you, Martina, or positioned you in such a way that you were able to help others?
I think the number one thing that God has helped me in discovering is that he is for us. And that's the number one heart issue of it all, is that not only does he love us, but he's for us. And he has the greatest plans for our life, plans to help us, to prosper us in our future, right? And so that was the number one thing. And then the second thing is that God is always speaking in our lives. He wants to be a part of our life. He wants to be active in our lives. And he's always speaking in an area. And it's just a matter of us stopping, taking a moment, and just asking that question, God, what are you doing? What are you saying? And just allowing a dialogue begin to happen between you and the Heavenly Father.
You said something, stopping. You talk about pausing to begin to have a dialogue. That is, in some ways, countercultural from the standpoint of us living such busy lives. So much so that we hardly have a moment to take the breath of a thought, to develop a moment of reflection into something that could be a lifelong lesson. We just live. Life goes on. There's so much to do. There's always the next thing. And then we sleep, we get up, and we do it all over again. How important have you found, Martina, are those pause moments, those times when we stop?
I think having those moments of pause and reflection, that having that quiet time, that devotional time with God, is critical. It's critical to the point where it will determine how far you go in your life. Because every day, God wants to have a meeting with us. He wants to give us an assignment. And the assignment sometimes is to just to say, I love you, and I want you to be filled in understanding and knowing that love today. So no matter what you may face on your job, no matter what you may face in the next room with dealing with a child that has defiant behavior, or a spouse who there's been some challenges in that marriage, you hearing from the Father and saying that I loved you so much that I sent my son to die on the cross for you. Because of that, regardless of what you think about yourself, regardless of what the world thinks about you, but I want you to know that I love you. And that, and having and receiving that type of empowerment is almost like Popeye eating his spinach. When he eats that spinach, it's like he becomes a different person. He becomes an empowered person that can literally take on Brutus and the rest of the world, right? And so that's how important it is to take that pause, take that moment, having that devotional time to connect with the Father so he can have an infilling of his spirit into ours and give us that daily bread, that daily assignment. And again, that daily assignment is just, it could be just, know that I love you, know that I'm with you, know that I'm for you, know that I'll never leave you or forsake you.
Have you had your spinach today? Have you had your
spinach today? Yes, I have.
She has.
Yes, I have.
I've had some spinach today too. So we're going to ask you, dear listener. Dear listener, dear friend, have you had your spinach today? You say, Danny, I hate spinach. Martina, I hate spinach. Well, have you had your bread today? Whatever it is that pumps you up, that makes those muscles bulge, well, use that as the figure. Use that as a picture. The essence of it is, have you spent time with the Father, with our Father? Have you had your daily bread? Have you heard his voice? Have you sensed his direction? Have you received his comfort? Have you been enabled to be realigned or even convicted to a point where confession and restoration has to take place? So many things to align us, but it happens in those pause moments. Hey, look, pause moments sometimes come from struggling moments. We'll talk a little bit about it more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Martina Flowers joined the Navy right after high school. She's got her bachelor's degree or master's degree, really made the most of it, served our country well. If you were in studio today, you would see that there are vestiges of her time in the Navy. She is still reflecting back, maybe in some ways, of the inspiration of Top Gun, those Navy aviators. She's got some aviator shades just hanging right down on her outfit today. And, wearing those aviator shades certainly, protect your eyes. Those Ray-Ban style, those cool-looking glasses. But shades not only protect, they help us often preserve our eyes and even see better. And sometimes in seeing in life, we need to clear our vision. Sometimes God uses things to clear our vision. Sometimes he uses tears, sometimes he uses struggles, and in those moments, they cause us to pause in our frenetic paces that we live in life. Is this a moment when you need to pause? In that pause, the aviator shades allow you to see a lot clearer? Is it a time for me to pause? Maybe we need to pause together in this season of life. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about Martina Flowers. Connect with her at facebook.com/Martina Flowers. And to get this program and other resources of our ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Martina, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
The thing that I believe that God has shown me over and over in my life is connecting with Him. Earlier I talked about taking those pause moments and how it's so important to, my pause moments are in the morning when I take the time to have a devotional time with God and to read His Word. That has been life transforming for me, because this Word truly has been life to me. I've noticed and I've found that He speaks more through His Word than any other area, than any other thing in my life. I can remember right before moving to Hawaii, just if I can share a quick story, right before moving to Hawaii, I was going through a very difficult time. I was going through a very difficult time at my job, and I was being personally attacked through some lies and some different things that was going on there. And I almost begin to shut down in so many areas. But the thing that I love about God is that he said that he'll never leave us or forsake us, that we know that in the midst of the storm, he can be a peace in the midst of that storm. So I knew exactly where I was. I was in a place of fear because I didn't know what else was going to happen on my job. And I was in a place of fear. And so I remember laying on my couch one day, and I woke up and I was in an almost shaken state. And God gave me a scripture, and he gave me Joshua 8. And Joshua 8, it talks about having courageousness. And it says, have I not commanded you to be courageous? And God is saying that I am with you wherever you go. So in that moment, God had called me to be courageous and for me to know that he's with me. And because he's with me, there's no reason for me to fear. And so with that word, I'm still dealing with the reality of my situation. I had comfort in the fact of knowing that God was with me, and that that I wasn't in this thing alone. And so when I was able to finally get out of that situation with being equipped with God's word, with being equipped with the assurance that of knowing that I wasn't alone, but he was with me, that gave me a level of assurance than knowing that even though today my current situation still looks the same, but I can be sure that God is with me. He's never lost a fight. I won't lose this one.
God brought you out. He gave you strength. He reminded you of his presence. You experienced that. You mentioned a point where you felt like you were about to shut down. Describe that part of it. And the reason is people go through that. The shutdown moments of life. What did you feel like at that time?
Honestly, I can say that because I've been saved since I was 7 years old, and for many, many years, it has been a normal practice and a custom to open up my word and spend time in prayer and read the Bible. So I'm very well versed in God's word. But the reality is that sometimes the circumstances of our life, they will literally overtake us to the point where we will make the thing that we're going through bigger than our God. And I can honestly say that that's where I was, and I was, in fact, shut down. I know I said almost, but I actually had shut down to the point where if I was to paint this into a picture, the picture would be a little girl sitting on the side of a corner of a street, just swinging her feet back and forth and just hands crossed and just waiting for her father to come pick her up. And so that's where I was. I was sitting there waiting for my father to come pick me up. And in that moment when God gave me that word, it was almost like he was saying, I'm on my way.
So there was a resignation at that point, that you felt resigned to let God come in and take you through that situation?
I think it was more than anything, it was to say, more than anything, it was just the fact of knowing that number one, he sees me right where I am. And again, even though my situation, it didn't change then, but just the fact that God was saying to me, I see you, daughter. I hear you. I know exactly where you are. And sometimes just knowing that you're seen, knowing that he sees me where I am, he has seen every single tear, he's heard every single cry, and knowing that he's with me and I'm not in this alone. I'm not in a situation where I'm serving a God and because of my present situation, is dictating to now my faith, my life, or all of those things. I'm not alone.
Someone right now, as they listen to you, they are at a point of either contemplating shutting down, or they have shut down. And so when you speak, they say, well, maybe she understands what I'm going through right now. She's gone through it. What do you feel the Lord would want to say to them, especially when you talk about his presence, his coming to pick you up, to pick them up?
One of the things that I would say is that know that God loves you so much that regardless of what the world has said about you, regardless of what your family has said about you, regardless of what you have even said about you, he loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for you, for you to live, for you to not just live, but you to live in abundance. And there's a difference that knowing that regardless of the value that people will place on you and even the value that you have placed in yourself, there's a value that God has placed on you to the point that he has called you priceless, to the point that he died so you can live. He died to pay a debt that you couldn't pay. He died to show you that he loved you so much. And not just he loved you today, but he will love you for the rest of eternity. And he wants to spend eternity with you. And for anyone who may be discouraged and may have lost hope in their current reality and their current situation seems like a perfect storm, I would just want to share them that we serve a perfect God who is able to bring peace in the midst of a storm if we are willing to just cry out and say, Jesus. And sometime that's all we can say, because I can say in that moment that that's all I could say was just his name. Mm. And if you can just get to a place of just knowing that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you, he loves you with the eternal, everlasting love. If you can just hold on to that faith, if you can just hold on to that hope, your tomorrow is coming.
Martina Flowers, well, she certainly does have a gift from God. I'm being lifted, aren't you? As you hear her, I want her to pray. When we come back, I'm going to ask Martina Flowers to pray for you, dear loved one, dear friend. That moment when you feel like shutting down, or maybe you actually have shut down. The way she speaks and the way God uses her, hey, look, this might be the start of a new beginning for you. It might be the beginning of a breakthrough for you. This moment when you're going to avail yourself to the power of Almighty God, stop trusting in yourself and start trusting in him. When we come back, more from Martina Flowers. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends,
Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
There have been moments when I've needed prayer. And you know, I think there are people who prayed for me, I didn't even know it. And sometimes in those moments, there's a breakthrough even in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, things happen. And in the spirit realm, even in me, the Spirit of God gives me a thought, an idea. It's almost like spiritually taking a breath of fresh air when I was completely exhausted. And then oxygen comes in and I begin to be refreshed again. I begin to be able to see things in a more... a Christ-like way, in a more positive way. Not just positive thinking, but really in a Christ-like way. Because people pray. Martina Flower is our guest today. She wants to pray for you. I'm going to ask her to pray, especially leading into that last part as she spoke about those pause moments of life when you feel as though you're shutting down or have shut down. Wouldn't it be wonderful if someone would pray for you? She will today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about Martina, facebook.com/MartinaFlowers. And The Good Life Radio Show, thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out how to get this program in its entirety. You might know of someone that will be blessed by hearing her. Send her the link of this podcast. Okay? Thegoodlifehawaii.com. Martina, prayer. Would you pray, dear sister, for our listener who may be on the threshold or the precipice of their life, shutting down. Let's bring them back.
Yes. Father God, we just want to take a moment and just to pause and just to recognize you as a living God, as our Savior, as our Lord, as our King. Father God, I just thank you today, and I just want to pray for those who may be listening right now, those who may not know you, Father God, and even for the ones that do know you, Father God, but may be at a place where they are despondent, Father God, where they may be far from you, where they may have lost hope, Father God. Father God, I pray that we will remember Jesus, that you loved us so much, Lord God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Father God, that whosoever believe on you will have everlasting life, Father. We understand that this world is filled with so much, Father God, discouragement, Father God, so much disappointment, one after another, one struggle after another. But Father God, I pray that we will see you as a big God that's able to do big things in our lives. That if we will look to you, Father God, our ever-present help, that you will come running to us in our situation. That you are the lifter of our head. That you came to set the captives free. That you came to break the chains. Father God, I pray for truth to be revealed. And the truth is, Lord God, that you love us. The truth is that you are for us. The truth is that everyone has a purpose and you have a plan as you have destined them into existence, Father God. You have a plan for our life. So I just pray for a spirit of hope to arise in the heart of the ones who have lost hope. And I just pray that we will cling to your unchanging hand, and that we will believe that there is hope, that we will believe in a God that has promised us such good and perfect gifts, that we will remember, Lord God, that you have always been faithful. And I just pray for a spirit of peace right now, Jesus. I pray for your anointing and a spirit of peace, Lord God, to take over the heart and the minds of those that are so desperately in need of it right now. We ask all of these things in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Martina, thank you for praying. We know that God is a God who hears and answers prayer. And we know that God is a God who personalizes the answers to those prayers, to those whose hearts are turned towards Him. And quite often our broken hearts turn most towards Him in times of struggle, in times of pain, in times of doubt, in times of fear. So thank you. You're here in Hawaii. You were in Jacksonville. Where have you traveled? You've traveled to a bunch of other places in your life. Where have they been?
Well, some of the places that I've been as well, other than Chicago, San Diego, Virginia, and Florida, I've also been to Panama. I've been to St. Croix, St. Thomas, Puerto Rico, and just... that's all I can remember.
You even went on a mission trip once.
Yes.
Where was that?
To Ireland, actually. I went on a mission trip to Ireland about 3 years ago, and the country is beautiful. I could have never imagined just being at a place that was so lush and greenery in the hills. If you've ever saw the movie Braveheart, it still looks, it reminds me, you know, of that the setting of that movie.
Something happened. Something happened where the Lord had to come in and touch you in order for you to be able to experience that. What took place?
Yeah, so something pretty amazing took place. When I was in the military, I actually suffered a couple of different injuries, and they kind of impacted my life in a big way. And one of the things when I was going on that mission trip, I got invited to go on that mission trip, there was a part of me that was hesitant because I knew that I had limitations. And long story short, I agreed to go on that mission trip, but in the back of my mind and in my heart, I knew that there may be some difficulties for that trip for me because of some of the things that I had suffered when I was in the military. And when I was at church one day, a friend of mine, we were all in a group and we were getting ready to go home after church. And he said, Martina, not just me, Martina, because it was about 12, 13 other people there. And he said, you know, I'm feeling led to pray I'm feeling led to pray by God for somebody that needs to be healed. And he started naming specific things, and I raised my hand. And he said, okay. He said, I'm going to pray because I feel like God wants to heal you today. And so he prayed, him and the other 13 people that was there in that circle, and God healed me. And I think within 2 months, I went on that mission trip. And when I got there, I just knew at every step that I took, every breath that I took, I knew that I was walking in my healing. And so I was just so grateful to God that He would come in, that He would step in, and that He would do that for me, all because of my obedience to serve and to speak into the lives of people who didn't know Him. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, you continue to do that. You did it in Ireland. The Lord blessed you not only with your healing, but with the experience of being there. I would imagine it's sort of like living in a movie.
Yes.
Well, your life has been characteristic of that in various ways. Now you're in Hawaii. How did the Lord bring you from Jacksonville, Florida, to Hawaii?
So one of the things, I've been traveling back and forth to Hawaii for about 13 years, and Hawaii had always been a dream of mine. And sometimes with dreams, you can hope and you can dream for so long, but so much time had passed, you kind of forget about them. And so my sister reminded me right when I started sharing, hey, God is moving me to Hawaii. She reminded me, Martina, you know, you've been talking about that for about 8 years or longer, and I had actually forgot. So the short story is that 1 year, about 3 years ago, I was here on vacation for about a month, and God really started to speak to my heart. And I began to just ask God, God, what is it that you're doing? I feel like there's something going on right now that you're trying to speak to me. I was in one of those pause moments. And I felt and I heard the voice of the Lord wanting to speak something to me. And after I asked the question, you know, and I began to ask God, why is it I feel so at home here? And what is it that you're doing in this place in my life? And God began to reveal to me in the area that he was moving. And so he just simply asked the question, Martina, what do you want? And I'm like, God, well, if it's that easy and if it's that simple, I want to be here. I want to be in Hawaii. And God just simply said, well, what does my word say? And his word says to ask anything that you will of the Father. And I began to search out that word, and I began to pray, and I began to ask. And just a year later, God allowed the door to be open. Shortly after I was going through that thing with my job, 2 months later, God opened the door for me to move to Hawaii, which is why I say don't lose hope, because you never know what tomorrow may bring.
Oh, that's a great, great reminder. Don't lose hope, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. It may bring an answer to your prayers. It may bring a divine surprise. It may animate you from a point of suspended animation when God begins to answer and move. Actually, he's answering sometimes even when there is no movement, and then you begin to see it. So he sends Martino flowers today. All the way from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, all the way from Ireland, all over the United States and places like Panama and St. Croix and Puerto Rico today to share with you, my friend. It may be tomorrow. It may be today. But hold on, because there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Martina Flowers, thank you for sharing your heart as you have today. You've been a blessing.
Thank you.
I hope you've been encouraged today as you've heard insights from the life of Martina Flowers. Find out more at facebook.com/Martina Flowers. You can connect with her there. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. We hope you do it. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, and go ahead and click Partners. I want to thank you in advance for your help. Luke 7:21, at that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Martina Flowers. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.